From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi troops advance into the center of Ramadi. The troops are trying to reclaim the city, which was lost to Islamic State militants 7 months ago. A spokesman for Iraq's counterterrorism service says there was fighting in the neighborhood surrounding a government complex. Coalition warplanes have carried out airstrikes on Islamic State targets on the outskirts of the city. The International Organization for Migration says the number of migrants and refugees entering Europe in 2015 has gone over the 1 million mark. They say it is the largest influx of its kind since the end of World War II. William Lacey Swing is the Director General of the organization.
I think the 1 million mark reflects the widespread, unprecedented number of conflicts throughout Africa and the Middle East, without any resolution in sight.
William Lacey Swing. Indian lawmakers have voted to lower the age at which a person can be tried as an adult for serious criminal offenses. The move follows a wave of public anger over the release of one of the attackers in a fatal 2012 gang rape of a woman on a New Delhi bus. The changes passed by the Upper House of Parliament Tuesday will allow minors ages 16 to 18 to be sentenced to at least 7 years in young offenders' institutions. A group of Kenyan Muslims protected Christian bus passengers when Islamist gunmen demanded the passengers split into groups by religion. The gunmen stopped the bus Monday in North Kenya's Mandera County. Local officials say passengers refused to separate into groups. Some Muslim passengers gave non-Muslims headscarves to conceal their identities. The militants decide to leave after the passengers' show of unity. This is VOA News. U.S. Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl appeared before a military judge Tuesday on charges he deserted his unit and misbehaved before the enemy. Bergdahl was held by Taliban insurgents in Afghanistan for 5 years before being freed in a prisoner exchange. Here is Colonel Daniel King of the U.S. Army Forces Command.
The judge explained Sergeant Bergdahl's right to be tried before a panel or a military judge. The judge also inquired if Sergeant Bergdahl wished to enter any motions or a plea at this time. Sergeant Bergdahl deferred all of these decisions to a later hearing.
If convicted, Bergdahl could spend the rest of his life in prison. Taliban advances in Afghanistan's Helmand province have prompted Britain to send a group of military advisors to help local forces in countering the insurgents. Ayaz Ghul reports.
On Sunday, the provincial deputy governor warned the province was on the verge of collapse to the Taliban unless reinforcements arrived urgently. Interior Ministry spokesman Siddiq Siddiqui said Tuesday reinforcements have been sent to Helmand and confirmed the arrival of British military advisers, adding Afghan forces needed to strengthen their capacity and improve coordination. The spokesman said government forces are focusing on the Sangin district after repelling insurgent attacks elsewhere. Regional officials say insurgents have surrounded the last remaining Afghan-held military base in the area. Ayaz Gulf, Islamabad.
An Iranian nuclear official says Russia will begin building 2 nuclear power reactors in Iran next week. The project will be built under an agreement signed last year between subsidiaries of the country's atomic energy agencies. A spokesman did not elaborate, but he appeared to be referring to an extension of the Russian-built Bushehr nuclear power station. The United States Treasury Department Tuesday sanctioned 34 individuals and entities for evading U.S. sanctions on Russia. The sanctions were put in place due to Russia's involvement in Ukraine. The Kremlin says Russian President Vladimir Putin and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu have agreed to coordinate their country's actions to fight terrorism in the Middle East, said the two leaders discussed the crisis in Syria during a phone conversation Tuesday. The head of the UN's office in Geneva Tuesday said the world body intends to host Syrian peace talks there next month. Michael Mulder told reporters an exact date has not been set, but that the target is sometime at the end of January. Human Rights Watch said Tuesday Turkey needs to control its security forces. The group says the Turkish government also needs to investigate the deaths of civilians killed during police operations and street violence. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.